Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the Jamaica Labour Party-led administration does not have a switch to turn criminal activities in the country on and off. The minister said crime in Jamaica is a multidimensional problem that requires multifaceted responses. He further highlighted that, quote, crime did not start today, end quote, saying the government is dealing with a pandemic that has been in motion from 15 to 20 years ago.
Panic and knee-jerk responses cannot and will not solve our problems. Neither will panic confront crime. In the last 14 days, criminal gangs in the second city of Montego Bay and several rural communities in St. James have shot and killed 23 persons and shot and injured 13 persons, triggering alarm and concern in the West and throughout the country.
Addressing Parliament earlier, the minister urged Jamaicans to be calm in the face of an increase in criminal activities. These criminal activities, particularly in the country's western region, he says, are an attack on the state that have been manifested in the country in recent weeks. Mr. Montague condemned what he described as barbaric murders.
Reaping the whirlwind of the seeds of fractured family structures, poor parenting, or the lack thereof in homes, poor educational outcomes, negative socialization, and the peer associations that encourage delinquency and the joining of gangs that now manifest as a heartless scammer or a teenage gunman with murderous intent.
He also urged Jamaicans to join the fight against crime in their communities through partnerships and cooperation with the police and the government.